absolute horror. I had no idea about it until we learned this afternoon. So it's pretty devastating all round. I can only feel for all those people at the Salmat that are now really, really worrying about their jobs.
Now, there's an estimated 142 jobs that are set to go at the centre. Even though Wagga is a big city and we have many industries, what sort of impact, I suppose, does the closure of a company that hires so many people have on the local community?
Oh, it's a huge impact. I remember when Salmat first came here and the impact it had on actually getting all those jobs. But now it's devastating. I mean, that's probably, you know, a year's worth of jobs for a lot of small businesses, 140 people. So it's a huge impact on this city.
Are you worried about the social ramifications of what this is going to bring?
Yes, because it's 140 less people who are bringing either single income in or their second income in for their families. So in terms of the ongoing impact of just the money those people spend, especially down the end of Wagga too, where it's what of all the little cafes? I mean, what indeed of even the big ones like Woolworths, when there's so many people that work down there. So I think, socially, it's not very good at all.
Now, I understand Wagga City Council spent quite a lot of money upgrading the building that Salmat is in when it was first established as a call centre. I guess from that point of view, Council must be pretty disappointed about this decision as well.
Oh, it is. I have to say, my understanding is we spent $1.2 million to upgrade it. But we have got that money paid back over the years they've been there, so that's not an issue. But the fact is we're going to lose many hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, future year in rent, which we get, so it's going to impact every ratepayer because it's $300,000 or $400,000 a year we get in rent from that building as well. So, it has a great impact. I guess we'll take any sorts of ideas in the end once we know exactly what's going to happen. Trying to find 140 extra positions is just an enormous task.
Are there an extra 140 jobs in Wagga available?
Well, I guess there's always lots of jobs available, but the other problem is that it's such a specialist area. I mean, people are trained to do call centre sales, and so it's a really, really specialist area. So whatever happens, Centrelink has got to come forward with a possible retraining programs because those people might need help getting into other areas. I mean, when I first came here, it was delighted because we're actually getting into an IT age, if you like, where there was where there's other jobs other than manufacturing, and so that was a really good thing. But it just goes to show that not only in manufacturing can you get hurt.
Now, obviously, Telstra is no longer a government-owned company. It is a private company. Will you be doing anything to try and speak to Telstra executives or anyone on the Telstra board to try and get this decision reversed, or is it a done deal, do you feel?
No, we've spoken to Telstra people this afternoon. It's certainly a done deal. They've decided that they've reviewed their contracts. They've decided that Wagga, Bundaberg, Geelong and Surry Hills in Sydney have to close. So 740 jobs all over. So Salmat has lost that contract. What we don't know yet is where that contract has gone to, if it's going to stay in Australia or whether it's going overseas. So they won't tell us that as yet. So I guess my view is if it goes to somewhere else in Australia and it's a competitive contract, well, there's not much you can do about it. But if it's a competitive contract and it's gone overseas, then I'd be really, personally, be very upset about it. I think it's just ongoing. I've just had a meeting with Darren Maguire and Michael McCormack to see what we can do to try and influence state and federal government, and we'll now start the task of trying to do whatever we can there.